From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled green zone on Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the green zone for months, this man among them. Hassani Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi parliament and the government to accept the protest movement. Because it's going nowhere, he says, until technocrat ministry changes take place. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned that either corrupt officials and quotas remain, or the entire government will be brought down and no one will be exempted, he said. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. Surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, Syria's largest city and former commercial center. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva later today for talks on the Syrian situation. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people aboard the doomed boat. The IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far this year.